Chapter 39, Sincerity, Deity, Hypocrisy and Generosity, Mark 12:28-44, ESV. And one of the scribes came up and heard them disputing with one another, and seeing that he answered them well, asked him, "Which commandment is the most important of all?" Jesus answered, "The most important is, 'Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one, and you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these.' And the scribe said to him, 'You are right, teacher. You have truly said that he is one, and there is no other besides him. And to love him with all the heart, and with all the understanding, with all the strength, and to love one's neighbor as oneself, is much more than all whole burnt offerings and sacrifices.' And when Jesus saw that he answered wisely, he said to him, 'You are not far from the kingdom of God.' And after that, no one dared to ask him any more questions. And as Jesus taught in the temple, he said, 'How can the scribes say that the Christ is the son of David? David himself, in the Holy Spirit, declared, "The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I put your enemies under your feet." David himself calls him Lord. So how is he his son?' And the great throng heard him gladly. And in his teaching he said, 'Beware of the scribes, who like to walk around in long robes and like greetings in the marketplaces and have the best seats in the synagogues and the places of honor at feasts, who devour widows' houses and for a pretense make long prayers. They will receive the greater condemnation.' And he sat down opposite the treasury and watched the people putting money into the offering box. Many rich people put in large sums, and a poor widow came and put in 2 small copper coins, which make a penny. And he called his disciples to him and said to them, 'Truly I say to you, this poor widow has put in more than all those who are contributing to the offering box. For they all contributed out of their abundance, but she out of her poverty has put in everything she had, all she had to live on.'"
Not all religious leaders are selfish and hypocritical in opposing God's truth. Like a breath of fresh air, we meet a scribe who is impressed by Jesus' answers to his colleagues. He asks Jesus, "Which commandment is the most important of all?" Jesus replies from Deuteronomy, something known by every serious Jew, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one, and you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength." This summarizes the first 4 of the 10 commandments concerning our duty towards God. Jesus volunteers the second commandment is like it. "You shall love your neighbor as yourself." That summarizes the last 6 of the 10 commandments, showing how to treat others. The scribe applauds Christ's answer. He considers that loving God and others from the heart and with understanding dwarfs outward ceremonies of offering sacrifices. He is not yet converted to Christ, but Jesus tells him, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." Previously, he probably wrongly considered himself in God's kingdom. Anyone aware that he must honour God completely and treat others kindly and rightly will recognise his own unworthiness and guilt. If that causes him to come to Christ, who shed his blood on the cross to pay the penalty for all repentant sinners, Jesus will enter, indwell, and start to remake him through God's Holy Spirit. This man is not far from the kingdom of God, but he's not there yet. He still needs to repent and trust Christ to get there. Are you far away, near, or there? Jesus teaches in the temple. Using David's Psalm 110 verse 1, he asks, "How can the scribes say that the Christ is the son of David, that is Messiah? David calls him Lord. How can David's son also be David's eternal Lord?" Jesus' question underlines that he, the Messiah, is both God and man. One hymn calls him Great David's greater son. The deity of Christ is clearly taught in the Bible, but not always easy to grasp. Yet the great throng of ordinary people heard him gladly. When the Holy Spirit works, Job public can receive and accept deep Bible truths, if faithfully held and simply explained. Jesus criticizes the scribes' hypocritical, self-seeking, showy falsehood. Whilst exploiting poor widows financially, they enjoy acclaim, greetings and honour in high places at feasts. They will receive greater condemnation for that. They are religious, but lost. All sinners need Christ, especially religious sinners. Jesus watches people giving into the temple treasury. Many richer donors donate large amounts, some ostentatiously. A poor widow gives her 2 small copper coins, all that she has. Jesus tells his disciples that her sacrificial gift is out of her poverty. It is greater than others' larger gifts. Christ loves sacrificial giving from the heart.